Well, I guess you can't have mashed potatoes without any gravy, so I ended that set with Gravy by D.D. Sharp. Before that was When I Did the Mashed Potatoes with You by Larry Bright. Before that was Do the Mashed Potato Part 1 by Nat Kendricks and Swans. And starting off that mashed potato set was, of course, Mashed Potato Time by D.D. Sharp. You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org every Tuesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. As well, you can listen to me anytime to my archive shows uploaded to the killradio.org homepage. And of course, now and again, we have some technical difficulties here at the station. So please email me, lostinparadise@killradio.org, if you experience any problems streaming us live. As well as trying to listen to the archive. We had some stream difficulties at the beginning of the show today, so sorry to those who are tuned in live. But again, you're tuned in to my special Thanksgiving show. Next up, I've got a kind of a short set, but it's pretty cool. It's a short Indian rock set. It's going to start off with Indian Rock by the musical Lynn Twins, which is the flip to Rockin' Out the Blues, which is definitely not one of my records. That's one of Dick Blackburn's, who was kind enough to lend me a bunch of records for tonight's show. And you can also hear Rockin' Out the Blues on White Trash Rocker CD, which you can get through the Norton catalog and maybe like various other kind of independent record stores. But either way, here we go. Indian Rock by the musical Lynn Twins here at Lost in Paradise.
Seeking in the tippy for an Indian girl. No other woman can make it in the world. She takes this man up slowly, you're looking in her eyes, a baby for medicine, Indian wise, shooting love arrows into her heart. She turned in the sign when she drives apart. I think it's a rockin', and a roll, Marcus and a rockin', and a roll, I think it's a rockin', the Marcus and a roll, and a hand, and a hand, and a hand, and a her face red, here's a blue, stuck in the kitchen and the cool, and they say of the baby is starting to melt. What do you know? He's falling hell.
Rock, Geronimo. Yeah, they're gonna rock. salvation, that's a life for me. Won't sleep all day and rock all night around the OTP. Yeah, we gonna rock.
So that was Indian Rock by Carolyn Gabbard. And before that was obviously Indian Rock by the musical Lynn Twins. Not the same song, but I guess I just thought put together an Indian Rock set. You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at KILLRadio.org. And you're tuned in to my special Thanksgiving show with tons of politically incorrect Indian songs, as well as some mashed potato and turkey songs. All from original 45s from the 1950s and 60s. Next up, I've got a biscuit set, and of course, it's going to start off with Andre Williams, or Mr. Rhythm Andre Williams. Pass the Biscuits, Please. It's a pretty great record, and it's quite long, but bear with him because it's pretty killer. So here we go, Pass the Biscuits, Please by Andre, Mr. Rhythm Williams, here at Lost in Paradise.
Excuse me, please. Excuse me, but will you please pass the biscuits down, please? Will you pass the biscuits down, please? I can't understand it. I go out and work and slave, and all my kinfolks do is play. Look at Uncle John down there. He's had four biscuits already. No wonder he got four chins. And there's Aunt Lucy down at the other end. I thought she was on a diet. If she ain't had eight biscuits, she ain't had none. Excuse me, Uncle Bill, but will you please? Will you pass the biscuits, please? Them biscuits sure is disappearing fast. I wish they would just look down this way. Maybe I can get Mary. Mary. Say, Mary. Will you please pass the biscuits, please? The only time they come down is for wedding, funerals, and receptions. You take old cousin Jeff. I ain't seen him in 2 years. And he don't even know I'm here. All he see is them biscuits. I don't want to reach over Betty, cause Grandma says that's ill manners, she said. But this meat ain't no good without no bread. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Or will you please pass the biscuits, please? I got enough potatoes and some yellow gravy. I sure wish they would just pass one of them biscuits. Look at it. It's almost finished and I ain't even started eating yet. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Say, will you please pass the biscuits, please? I don't know why they Emma put them biscuits down at the other end of the table. Hey, will you pass the biscuits, please? Hey, will you please pass the biscuits, please? Now there's one more biscuit left. Maybe if I get up and walk down the other end of the table, I might get that one. Pardon me. Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me, please. Say, no, wait, wait, Uncle Jeff, wait, wait, please, wait. No. Well, I'll be doggone. He done ate up the last biscuit. I wanted the biscuits.
Biscuits in the afternoon.
Hot Biscuits. That was by The Pheasants. And starting off that biscuit set was Pass the Biscuits Please by Andre Williams, from which I hear is a cover, actually, of a country song, probably just not as good as Andre Williams' cover of it. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org. Tuned in to my special Thanksgiving show. Let's see. Next up, I got a quasi-Indian set. It's Plymouth Rock by the Pilgrims here at Lost in Paradise.
she yellow hair, and she's Thundercloud, had a rock and rollin' show. Back in those days, we had a rock and rollin' bull to do our rock and rollin' show. And it went something like this here. This is 1961, and these days we raise young squaw up to do the new rock and roll. And the new rock and roll goes something like this here. Rock and roll was all right. I reckon Big Chief was going on back home.
Apache War Dance by Earl Hooker. Before that was Utabaga Well by Junie and his Jivin' Five. And then starting off that quasi-Indian set was Plymouth Rock by the Pilgrims. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org every Tuesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. As well, you can listen anytime to my archive shows uploaded to the killradio.org homepage. And please email me, lostinparadise@killradio.org, if you experience any difficulty. Tonight's show is my special Thanksgiving show consisting of songs about Indians, biscuits, gravy, turkey, and in-laws, and whatnot. And obviously tons of politically incorrect Indian songs, but that's okay. Not that maybe it's not okay, but it's definitely something I get a kick out of and I collect a lot of, as you can tell. And again, a special thanks goes out to Dick Blackburn, who lent me some of his original 45s for tonight's show. Some really great stuff, and some more to come, so stay tuned. And again, Dick Blackburn will be on the show next week, finally. He's going to be spinning his rare non-American rock and roll 45s, including a special tribute to Joe Meek. Should be really great, so tune in live or look out for the archive. And then again, December 5th, I'll be out of town, so no show, but I will return the 12th of December, and I'll be spinning more of my newly acquired original 45s and some bootlegs and whatnot that just seem to keep on piling up. And I guess that's it for that info. Let's see what I've got queued up next. I've got Switchin' in the Kitchen by Pretty Boy Don Covey here at Lost in Paradise.
Baby,
Good Times Roll by Shirley and Lee, of course, and hopefully everybody will have a nice Thanksgiving on Thursday. Before that was My In-Laws or Outlaws by the Brochures, if that's their name, if that's correct. And starting off the set was Switching in the Kitchen by Pretty Boy, Don Covey. You're Lost in Paradise with your truly Angel Baby here at killradio.org, or I guess I should say the ghetto fabulous killradio.org. I still have Lost in Paradise sampler CDs out there for a $10 donation to the station, but I'm sure some people are thinking, man, I don't know if I want to donate to a station that has got horrible, I don't know, I guess technical problems and not always consistent, but we do try our best. We are a collective, and we are just supported by us DJs. But anyways, hopefully everything is streaming out okay, and hopefully I kind of troubleshooted the problem or fixed it. And again, hopefully if there aren't any technical difficulties next week, Dick Blackburn will be on my show again spinning his rare 45s. Let's see, next up I got the last Indian set for the night. It's going to start off with Rock and Roll Indian Dance by Lil Butchie Saunders and his buddies here at Lost in Paradise.
Shoot, no longer need messy mental. and made a smoke. Said big cheap rain and spoke. Said ah, ah, somebody's got a squall. Said ah, 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 I'm gonna start me a wall. I don't need no pipe of peace. I'll wait till the moon is full. Go get your Tommy Hawk. We're gonna call on Sitting Bull. You done took my squaw away somewhere else. Now let's go and get his hammer. He said, ah, 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 somebody's got my squaw. He said, ah, TP. Said, ah, 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 somebody's got a squaw. He said, ah, 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 gonna start me a war. He said, oochie, 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 wah, wah. He said, oochie, 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 wah, wah. Listen to me, friend, I'm big cheap rain in the face.
That was Big Chief Rain in the Face by Eddie Vinson. Before that was Cowboys and Indians by Ronnie Brent. And starting off that last Indian set for the night was Rock and Roll Indian Dance by Little Butchie Saunders and his buddies. You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Andrew Baby, here at killradio.org every Tuesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as well as you can listen anytime to my archive shows uploaded to the killradio.org homepage. And if you haven't already guessed, you've tuned into my special Thanksgiving show. Really great 45s from the 1950s and 60s, some about actual Thanksgiving and turkey, and some just kind of along the theme. I've got one last set for the night, but I'm not sure if Consigne will be in tonight because we were having some problems with the stream. I just got it up before my show, so he may not know that the stream is up and working. But if not, I'll just kick over to Kill Radio Archive. But next up is a really great one. It's called Cranberry Blues. It's by Robert Williams and the Groovers, and I just want to set it up. Let's see. Cranberries gave botulism to many people in the late 1950s, and this 45 is about that very incident. Botulism is a severe, sometimes fatal food poisoning caused by ingestion of food containing botulin and characterized by nausea, vomiting, disturbed vision, muscular weakness, and fatigue. Scrumptious. So watch out what you eat, folks, this Thanksgiving. Just kidding. Anyways, basically you just don't want to eat food out of a swollen can. And there's some, like, historical information, I guess, about what happened. This was in, I guess, 1959. FDA laboratories and some outside laboratories worked around the clock to test suspect berries before Thanksgiving. They cleared berries carried a notice that the berries were tested and cleared by FDA inspection, the first such endorsement ever carried on a food product. So kind of interesting, and that's what this next record is about, that incident in 1959. Again, it's called Cranberry Blues by Robert Williams and the Groovers here at Lost in Paradise.
Cranberry, cranberry blues, cranberry, cranberry blues. We'll be right back.
the 10-foot stick. I tried to get my baby bird downtown. Tried real hard, but they couldn't be found. I went to see old Clem and he was sick in bed. He said, don't eat a cranberry or you'll soon be dead. Got the cranberry blues. She said she wanted cranberries awfully bad. And if I didn't get her something, she'd go mad. I guess my baby, I'm gonna lose. Because there ain't no cure for the cranberry blues. Yeah, cranberry, cranberry blues. Cranberry, cranberry blues.
Feel as sick as I can be. Got a fever of 103. Excuse me, ma'am. Must have been something I had. Taken had a call, alcohol rub, hypodermic needles, hot water tub. Excuse me, ma'am. Must have been something I had. Doctors have examined me. They can't find nothing wrong. Then I get weak all over every time you come along. Is this love or indigestion? I always ask myself this question. Excuse me, ma'am. Must have been something I had. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am. This morning I felt so strong, but then a pretty girl come along. Excuse me, ma'am, must have been something I had. Staying up nights and walking the floor. I used to could sleep, but I can't no more. Excuse me, ma'am, must have been something I had. Doctors have examined me, they can't find nothing wrong. But then I get weak all over every time you come along. Is this love or indigestion? I always ask myself this question. Excuse me, ma'am. Must have been something I ate. Excuse me, ma'am.
Chops, collard greens, and poly pop. Candied yams, cornbread, and cabbage on the side. Yum, yum. I'm woo-hoo-hoo, yum, yum. Yeah, that's what my New Jersey baby's gonna fix for me when I get home. Pig feet, something sweet, red beans and potted meat, a five-layer banana cake makes everything all ready. Yum, yum. I'm woo-hoo-hoo, yum, yum. That's what my New Jersey baby's gonna fix for me when I get home. Oh yeah, you think she ain't, but she is. Sardines, hot sauce and onion rings, Georgia peaches, cottage cheese, lettuce and whipped cream. Yum, yum. I'm woo-hoo, yum, yum. Oh, yeah. That's what my New Jersey baby's gonna fix for me and chicken thighs, gumbo, rice pudding, and buttermilk is fine. Yum, yum. Woo-hoo, yum, yum. That's what my New Jersey baby's gonna fix for me when I get home. She's gonna fix us when I get home. So look out, baby, here I come. And just keep them pots on. I'm gonna be licking my fingers and thumbs. So look out, baby, here I come. New Jersey, here I come.
Yum, yum, yum. That was Joe Tex. Before that was... It must have been something I ate, or et, the way the guy pronounces that, and also spells it, it's E-T. That was by Tiny Hill and his orchestra, whoever that is. And starting off that, I guess, great way to end my Thanksgiving show was Cranberry Blues by Robert Williams and the Groovers, again, 45, I guess, from what I... remembered, came out not too long after that incident in 1959 where people were getting botulism from canned cranberries. So yeah, great stuff. So you've been lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org. Just listening to me spinning my wacky 45s for this upcoming holiday, Thanksgiving. And hopefully nobody will get sick and everybody will enjoy their turkey, mashed potato, gravy, and whatnot. So yeah, I guess that's it. Again, we were having some problems with our stream. So I think Humberto, who does come seen after me, I think he thinks the stream is down. But I got it up and running. So I'm just going to kick over to a Kill Radio archive. So again, tune in next week because Dick Blackburn will be on the show spinning his rare 45s, or I guess I should say non-American rock and roll 45s. Should be really great. And again, the following week, the 5th of December, I'll be out of town, so there won't be a show, but I will return the 12th of December to keep spinning my newly acquired original 45s and some bootlegs that just keep on piling up. And again, just email me, lostinparadise@killradio.org, if you experience any difficulty with the archive, or if you want to donate $10 to our humble station for a Lost in Paradise sampler CD. And again, I have a MySpace page, and I just linked up the Kill Radio archive to my MySpace page, because some people have a hard time actually finding the archive that you can browse all the archives. So you just go to myspace.com/Naomi Robbins, and you just look for the image that says Archives or Kill Radio Archives, and you just click that ad, and it will take you to the Kill Radio Archive. So I guess that's it for tonight, and I will, just kick over to an archive, and I'm sorry for those who were hoping that Kunsine would be on tonight, but I think they just think that the station is down. So I'll just kick over to an archive, and I guess that's it. So hopefully everyone will tune in next week again for Dick Blackburn, record dealer and collector extraordinaire. And again, sorry for Kunsine. I don't have a phone number for him, so I can't tell him that this station is up. But I guess that's it. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, and next up, an unknown Kill Radio archive.